God, I hate this place.
Well, tidy it up then, you tart.
Don't say that to me.
This place is a complete tip since we moved in, and it's all your fault.
Why is it my fault?
Well, you bloody well ate that stupid apple, didn't you?
You had some too.
Well, it wasn't my fault. You gave it to me.
You didn't have to eat it.
Well, I didn't know where it was from. You didn't tell me. You just took the bloody thing off that, you know, stupid snake. For Christ's sake, you were told not to touch the bloody apple.
But we're fine now, aren't we?
Oh, you like living here. You just said you hated the place. It was your fault. If you hadn't been poncing around with nothing better to do than looking at flowers, we might have got a decent place to live by now. For God's sake, put some bloody clothes on.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Oh, you've been poncing around here naked like that for weeks. We're not there anymore. Just put some clothes on, for God's sake.
And look at you.
What do you mean, look at me? I've got a pair of pants on.
At least I'm not a big fat sausage wobbling around.
You're not as good as you used to look with your fig leaf on, are you?
I like my fig leaf.
Oh, for God's sake. Look, this place is a tip. You look like a pear. You and your bloody apple, it's fruit all over the place.
You big, fat, bloated bully. Do you think I'm going to spend another hour with you in this horrible hell place?
Oh, for God's sake. If you tidied it up, it wouldn't be such a dump, would it? I've been out working all day. I come back and I find this place just like it's been turned over. All you're doing is sitting around dreaming of where we came from.
I like that place.
I don't care whether you liked it. We could still be there if it wasn't for you and that stupid snake. What the hell were you doing with it anyway? What kind of Freudian sickness is that? You farting around with a snake and an apple.
Don't talk to me about perversions. What was all that about vivisection, you and God, into spare ribs, my arse? You're both a couple of drunk bastards. If he comes round here again...
He's not going to come round here again, is he? Because we're not living there anymore. He's bloody miles away. The next time he'll come round, he'll bring a bloody flood with him, won't he?
You can talk. At least I've still got my figure.
Oh, for God's sake, let's not go back to that. You haven't got your figure anymore. You're a wizened old cow. You're going to be pregnant in a minute, and then we're going to have a couple of kids running around. This place isn't big enough to hold us both.
I like kids.
You didn't even know about kids until you ate that bloody apple.
God, I hate this place.
Oh, for God's sake. I am sick of this. I'm just going to go out, right? I'm going down the pub, and I just don't care.
I hate this place. I want to go back. I hate it. I hate the mess. I hate the smells. I hate your clothes. Why do you have to wear those things?
Well, you never iron them right, do you? You just pile them up in the corner there, not a pile of leaves.
Let's go back to leaves.
Oh, for God's sake. There are people around here. If we walked around in leaves, it'd look a right couple of arseholes, wouldn't we?
It'd be all right. If we started wearing leaves now, then maybe they wouldn't mind.
This is not Paris Fashion Week. We have to wear clothes now. Can't you just iron them when I'm out?
You do it. You iron your own clothes. Look, what am I meant to be? I'm meant to sit here and iron clothes all day long. Haven't I got anything better to do?
Well, what do
what
you do?
What important things do you do?
What do you do all day long? I mean, it was okay when we lived in a forest and you used to wander around talking to animals, having a nice time with the fish and the flowers. But what do you do now?
It's pointless telling you. I've told you over and over again. It's just pointless even saying anything to you. You know what I do. My days are really busy. Why aren't I allowed to just get on with my things like you get on with your things?
What, little cups of coffee with your friends?
No, I don't have cups of coffee with my friends.
Well, what do you do then? There's nothing changes. I leave in the morning, I come back at night. It's the same. Clothes all over the place, not ironed, just thrown around. You lying around staring at the ceiling.
Have you seen how big this place is?
It's tiny. We used to live in a field, for God's sake.
It didn't need cleaning, did it?
Well, so what's so different now?
There's walls. There's carpet. There's furniture. There's so much to do.
And there's dust everywhere. Can't you just polish it or something?
Dust never used to matter to you.
Well, that's because we were outside. What would dust matter if we were outside?
I hate this place. I don't want to live here anymore. Let's move.
Where to? Where can we move to? We've got no money. I have to work from 9 till 10 every night. There's just nothing out there.
I'm going to start working.
Oh, you get a job. Doing what?
There's lots I can do.
Like what?
Well, there's lots.
Yeah, what, looking at flowers and talking to animals?
I haven't thought about it yet.
Well, think about it now then. Go on, what are you going to do?
Why do you always shout at me?
Well, you're shouting at me.
Why do you come home and shout at me all evening?
I've told you why. I come home and it's just a tip.
Well, you do it. I'm not going to stay here any longer.
What are you going to do then? Where are you going to go?
I'm going to find somewhere else to live.
Like where?
Why should I live with you?
Oh, for God's sake. We are betrothed. We're man and wife. God has given us to each other. I knew you. You're going to have a baby soon.
I don't want what God has given us.
Oh, for Christ's sake. You don't have any choice. Have you read the Bible?
No, you tell me about it then.
Oh, piss off. I'm going down the pub.
Go on, tell me about the Bible.
No, you read it.
I don't want to
read it. Look, it's there on the table. Just read the bloody Bible.
I've really had enough. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm missing all the things that we had before.
Like what?
I'm missing the flowers. I'm missing the animals. I'm missing the air. I'm missing the smells.
Oh, have you smelt this place? It stinks. What more smell could you want?
I don't... Oh, would you just stop arguing with me all the time? You come home, you're fed up, you're tired.
You started it.
You never, ever talk to me properly. You're always shouting, you're always moaning. If you're not doing that, you're watching telly or doing something stupid to do with your work.
Now, this is a hellhole.
This never used to happen.
Well, it's because we used to lie around all day doing nothing. And you used to talk to animals. For God's sake, it's changed. It's different. We're here now.
But did you like it like it was?
Oh, it was great like it was. It was fantastic. And then you and that bloody snake. What were you doing with that snake anyway?
It was not my fault. Oh, I told you over again. Would you stop bringing
it was
this
your fault.
Every
it was
time.
Your fault.
Every
it,
you, time we
I didn't eat the apple. What are you talking about?
Just let me talk. Every time we have an argument, you have to bring up the snake. Every time any little thing happens, you've got to bring up the snake. It wasn't my fault. I've been telling you over and over again.
Well, were you drunk then?
You were quite happy to eat the apple.
Were you drunk on nectar then or something?
Or would you just stop being so nasty?
Oh, for...
I was never, ever drunk in those days. I never drank.
So what were you doing with the snake?
I was just happy.
So he chatted you up, did he?
He was just telling me about what it would be like.
And this is what it will be like. Did you even think about it at the time?
It wasn't always like this. Oh, God. It hasn't always been like this.
It's like it now.
It was good to start with.
Oh, great. What? Going shopping and buying clothes?
Yeah. I didn't mind going shopping. What I hate is that you have to work. Why do you have to work all the time?
I don't know. Well, because you wouldn't be able to go shopping if I didn't have some money to pay for it.
I don't need to go shopping all the time. I really don't.
So what are you going to do then all day if you're not shopping? You're certainly not tidying up.
This is a bit of a cliche, really, isn't it?
Oh, piss off.
Won't you do some of the things I asked you to do?
Like what?
There's so many things I've been asked. I've been cleaning all the time. I've been cleaning in the morning. I've been cleaning that. I just haven't stopped. And I'm going to have a baby. I'm feeling tired. I'm fed up. I want you to do more. You've got to help. I want the house to feel right.
Oh, for God's sake, what can I do?
There's loads to do. I mean,
like what?
It just doesn't feel right. It's not like it used to be. Everything is... I am getting fed up with living in this place.
Well, I'm not going to say it was your fault that we're here in the first place, but what do you want me to do?
There you go. Every time it's
okay,
back
okay, it shut up.
It just always comes
shut
back.
Up. Let's just stop. What do you want me to do?
I need flowers.
Oh.
I need flowers on the wall.
Flowers on the wall?
I need flowers all over the walls. I want flowers on the beds. I want it to feel like we're outside again. I want it to feel like we've got animals around us and that there's flowers and it's fresh and it's clear and it's ordered.
And what about your bloody hay fever?
What about your hay fever? Now you're going to say that I have problems.
Well, as soon as I bring a flower in here, you start sneezing. No, as soon as you open the windows, you start sneezing.
Don't bring real flowers. I just want them on the... I just want you to buy some wallpaper with flowers on and put that up.
No, I'm not going to spend my whole weekend wallpapering this tip.
It won't be a tip if you would help me.
Oh, look, what have I done? I've fixed the plumbing. I've sorted out all the carpets and the cupboards. What do you want me to do? I'm not putting flowers in this place. It looks fine as it is. That's it.
I've drawn up a list. I want you to help me.
Oh, you and your bloody list.
If you'd have
put on that list, don't talk to the snake, don't eat the bloody apple, then we wouldn't be here now. We wouldn't be having this sodden argument, and I'd be down the pub.
Why do... I am not going to bother talking to you anymore. Here we go. All I do is ask you to help me a little bit. And what do you say? You say it's my fault just because I need some help.
No, it's your fault because of that little thing you did with that snake.
I'm not going to bother anymore. You go and find someone else to shout at. You're not shouting at me anymore. I'm going.
Going where? Wait, where are you going to go?
I'm going out.
Where?
I'm going back.
Bye then. Go on, have a nice time.